Welcome to TFFP, the Fun-Filled Podcast.
And hello there, TFFP. This might not get there early, because I have a lot of stuff to archive on the podcast site. But I was just playing with a program. I've been playing with a program for a few months now called Unzip Them All. And I'm going to go over how to use it and how to unzip multi-part files as well, because there have been some questions on several lists that I've been on how to do said project. I will be including a URL for the program. Now, the program begins with something in German. And just to let you know, I did write a set of not-so-good clunky scripts for this program, but you don't need them unless you feel that you want to get things done faster, and I'll show you what I mean. Now, if you want to walk away from your computer for, like, a few hours and have it unzip, then that's fine. Otherwise, you're going to have to set the priority of that program to low. You can do this several ways. You can do it through the task manager, or if you have Power Menu, which I did review I want to say June, but I might be wrong. Go look for that on the podcast page at http://feeds.feedburner.com/funfilled. You can listen to a review of Power Menu and do it that way. Personally, I find a Power Menu easier. That way, I don't have too many windows open. Okay, so let's get started. I'm going to launch Unzip Them All through my Start Menu.
Start Menu on.
Because I don't usually keep
7 zips up.
Programs on my desktop.
Ultra Fun Pop, Ultra Ice, Unzip Them All, Sub, Uninstall, Unzip Them All, You, Unzip Them. Leaving Menus, Start Button, Dialogue, Edit, Please Make a Note.
It begins with a German sentence.
Zip, RAR, Ace, 5,
well, that I just sort of hit Control on. But let me first start by setting my priority to low.
Menu bar, system menu, restore
to low.
Close, min, all, priority, sub, lowest, leaving menus, combo box.
There we go. Now, you need to tab until you get to the combo box where you're going to be navigating half the way through this program.
Select all button, alt plus A.
Well, you can actually shift tab if you want.
Combo, extend, list box, audio, share.
Three times. I've got many folders, but let me actually navigate to a folder where I downloaded, let me navigate to a folder where I downloaded some huge zip files, which I'm not going to unzip right now because it'll take forever. And I really don't want to do that because it goes away and I can't figure out how to get the program back. It sits in the system tray to sort of get out of your way. But let me actually start by changing some options. Let me go through the menu bar here.
Menu bar, file, alt, plus F.
I hit the alt key. I'm going to down arrow.
Menu, file, menu, hide, control, H, H.
I can hide the program if I want to.
Language, sub, menu, L.
I can choose my language.
End, control, Q, E.
And I can end.
Hide, control, H, H.
Or exit.
Edit menu, select all, control, A, A.
Select all.
Unselect, control, D, U.
Unselect.
Invert selection, control,
invert
I.
Selection. That will reverse the selection. Let's say you select the top three zip files and leave the other three zip files in the bottom of your folder unselected. Well, the invert selection will do the reverse of that. It will unselect those three and leave the rest selected.
Step control EP.
I don't know what step does. I've never really gotten that to work.
Start F9S.
Start will start the process, or you can hit Alt S.
Delete files D.
Delete files will delete the compressed archives you were zipping. A good space saver, if you ask me.
Rename files R.
You can rename the files, although I don't know why you'd want to do that.
Select all, control A.
A. And we're back to select all. Let's right arrow.
View menu, history, H.
History, I've never played with.
Refresh F5,
refresh.
R. Options, control
and options. Let's go into the options.
Menu bar, application, leaving menus, options, dialog, windows, position, center, window, on screen, radio, button checked, 2 of 2.
I usually leave the visual options at their defaults because I don't want to blow something up.
Windows position, save Windows size, checkbox not checked. Startup directory, select startup directory button.
And I don't have a startup directory that I work in all the time.
Startup directory, restore last working folder on startup, checkbox checked.
I had that checked because I am traveling through my external drive a lot when I use this program. So I always like to have a place to start where I last worked.
General overwrite files, checkbox checked.
I like to overwrite the files. just in case the first unzip failed.
General delete files after decompression checkbox not checked.
Now, I'm actually going to check this box.
Check.
That way, another step is taken care of. Now, you can play with these settings, and if you have some sight, you can play with the window size and all that jazz.
General beep at the end checkbox not checked.
I don't have it beeping at the end.
General hide when run checkbox not checked.
Hide when run, I don't have that checked, but it still disappears. I don't know why.
General display a message at the end checkbox checked.
I have it display a message so I know when it's done, because I'm not always unzipping with my into my external hard drive.
General automatically select all files checkbox checked.
I have this checked by default. It's easier.
General create a log file checkbox not checked.
I don't have it creating log files. I don't want to read them.
General copy files to a folder checkbox not checked. General extraction options button.
And the extraction options. Let's take a quick look at this.
Options dialog. Extract options dialog. Extract files to a folder whose name is equal to archive's name radio button checked.
0 of 1.
Okay. It's not 0 of 1. I don't know why this programmer did it this way. But there we go. I usually leave that checked.
Cancel button. Okay button. Extract files to a folder whose name is equal to archive's name radio.
I can arrow up and down if I wanted to.
Cancel. Okay, button.
But I'm going to get out of that. I can arrow up and down if I wanted to, but I'm not going to because, for one simple reason, I don't really want to do that. I like the way this program is working now, and I don't want to mess with it.
Password, enter password to uncompress password protected files edit.
If the file is password protected, I can do that.
Cancel button. Okay button.
And the okay button. But since, I did make a change, so let's hit okay.
List box, audio sharing.
And let's navigate through the folders. Now, I just shift-tabbed.
List box.
Tab.
Extended. List box.
Okay. There's a list box, and you don't hit enter to open the folder. You can't. So what I've done is I've designed a script, and I can't, for the life of me, remember the hotkey. But I'll show you without the script. Let me...
Z backslash.
I'm going to go to my Z drive, and I'm going to root JAWS to PC.
JAWS to PC.
And I'm going to left-click twice.
Left-click Z backslash. Z backslash.
PC.
And... Now, I'm going to navigate to this folder.
Sarah's backup.
And I'm going to try and remember this hotkey.
Sarah's backup.
Okay, that was it. Control-Shift-O was what I had to hit. If you want the scripts, or the script, I can email them to you, or I can post them to SendSpace, or something. Let me know, and I will post an extra link on the podcast show notes. So...
5 Broadcasting.
Okay, it's not...
PC. 5 Broadcasting.
Okay. 6 of 9.
Yeah.
6 Olympus files. 5 Broadcasting.
Come on.
Sarah's backup. Sound effects.
There we go.
Sound effects. Sony.
Now, this is going to show a whole bunch of zip files in the next pane over. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to navigate back to where I usually keep.
Z backslash.
And this works faster when you use the script that I've used. Or you can just root JAWS to PC, left-click, go back to your PC cursor, whatever.
Downloads.
But,
Downloads, James Rollins. Audio share. Audio.
Alright. Now, I don't know if I have any small files to demonstrate with. Let me see here.
100 Master. 1 BBC Human. BBC Ocean Odyssey. Zip 5 of... BBC Atlantis 1 of 2. BBC Ocean Odyssey. Zip 5 of 12.
Not in the list view.
Okay.
BBC.
Let's say 1 and 2. Let's see.
BBC. PBS. PBS The Shape of. PBS The Shape. PBS The Shape. Three Male Voice Choir. Zip 12 of 12.
Okay. Let's unzip this choir folder. I can do it one of two ways. I can either hit F9, Alt S, or I can just right click on it. But let's right click.
JAWS to right click context.
And
PC.
Yes, you do have to route JAWS to PC and hit your context key, but that's okay. Let me...
Selection submenu.
I can select, well...
Select all. Unselect. Invert.
I.
That will be...
Step P. Select
the same
all.
As the edit menu.
Select. Copy names.
I can copy the names of these folders.
Create folders with names. Changes files attributes. Action submenu.
A.
Delete files.
D.
Open.
N.
Properties.
R.
Delete files. Action submenu. Start.
S.
Extraction options.
E.
Selection submenu.
So, I can access the options menu through this.
Leaving menus extended.
But what I'm going to do...
Three male voice choir.
Is I'm going to... And I've never heard this choir in my life. I just heard they were very, very good. So let's uncompress this choir voice folder by hitting F9. And I can hear my hard drive spinning, and hopefully this is not taking a toll on CDEX. If it is, I'm sorry. This might take a few minutes. So the program...
Unzip them all dialog. Finish to unzip one file S. OK button. Audio sharing.
OK, that was quick.
OK
Let
button.
Let me hit the OK button.
Unzip them all.
And...
Not selected 100.
It's gone.
PBS The Shape of... 100
now,
masterpieces of classical music, part 1. RAW.
This is a RAR file. Someone compressed the someone compressed this as a RAR file, and you select. Well, you can do this with zip files as well. I leave them in the same folder, or I leave. Well, I put all three parts in a folder. It should not matter which, but just to be on the safe side, sometimes I create an empty directory. But I'm not going to do that this time. I'm going to select only the first one.
One.
And I am going to hit F9, and it's going to extract all 100 whatever's in there. I have no idea what's in there. But yeah, this is a really nice program. It unzips. Well, it disappeared again. Okay. Well, since I don't have any speech, well, I do have speech, but it's really slow. I'm actually going to make this disappear by minimizing
list
the desktop. And going into my system tray.
System tray, you have new email.
And hitting U for unzip them all.
Unzip them all button.
I'm going to hit my right mouse button. Maybe.
Unzip them.
Maybe not.
Unzip them
okay,
all.
Sometimes it's impossible
record from.
To show the thing. So once...
PC.
Once this is done, I'm going to come back and... take you around the dialogue, so I will be right back. Okay, it's done. It took maybe about four minutes to unzip.
Unzip them all dialogue. Finish to unzip one file S, okay button.
Okay, let's hit space on that.
Unzip them all view.
And if I did this right, it should have unzipped the files.
Not selected 100 masterpieces of classical music, part 2. Rah.
And it didn't. So, let me see. Well, I'll unzip the other two in a minute. But let me quickly create a multi-part zip file and then show you how to unzip that. Okay, so I've just created my 22 MB zip file, but I split it into 10 MB because what if I were uploading to a site or a friend that could only take 10 MB increments? So what I'm going to do, and I've already navigated to the folder where it is.
Emmerich.
You can do this.
Inbox. Record from Emmerich. Inbox.
I have to show the thing
select
now.
This. You have new unzip. Context menu. Start Emmerich. Wolfage for show. Books.
450s.
Leaving menu.
All right. I've already navigated to this folder. So I'm going to tab.
Unzip them all V1 point.
And it shows.
Zero items.
It should show.
Combo box. Zip RAR Ace.
505.
Oh. Six. I need to refresh.
Books.
Refresh that. With an F5.
Combo box. Extended select list box.
Zero items.
And it's not showing.
List box. Books.
457.
Oh.
Extended select list box.
Zero light.
List box.
Okay, why isn't it showing? It should show.
Menu edit. Rename. Delete. Start. Step. Invert. Unzip. Select. Rename. Delete files.
D.
View menu. History.
A.
Drop zone. Option. Refresh F5.
R.
Leaving menus. List box. Books.
457.
Extended select list box.
Zero items.
Okay, for some reason it's not
combo
showing.
Combo box. Zip. RAR. A505. Ace, RAR, zip, ace, zip, RAR, ace. Extended select list box.
Zero light.
Okay, for some reason, it's not showing the files. So, let me
PC.
Restart the program
start
here.
Programs, step, ultra fun, pop, ultra, unzip them, uninstall, unzip them all, leaving menus, start button, dialog, edit. Unzip them all, extended select list box.
Zero items.
List box, books, 457.
That's extremely odd. Where would they be?
Three archives. Extended select list box.
Zero items.
Let me actually look for them.
Inbox. Out. Emmerich. Record from
I can't find them.
Out. Edit. In. Free length radio button.
And
sample. Output. Stereo radio. Cancel button. Stop button.
I don't want to take your time.
Pause button.
In doing this. Well, it turns out that Unzip Them All does not see multi-part zip files. I don't know why. Maybe I'm not doing something correct in the program. But let me show you how to extract this anyways. I'm going to go to this drive here.
Then over file for book of eight. Books zip zero.
Okay. Now, I'm going to right-click
context
on this
menu
file.
Open.
Oh.
And I'm going to use several different programs to extract this.
Explore contents.
I'm going to use ICOs and see if that extracts it.
Make archive arch zip
as because
makebook compress makebooks zip SFV.
If
convert to folder unavailable. Extract here unavailable. Extract to unavailable. Extract to folder books zip unavailable.
E.
Check CRC on repair archive unavailable. Convert to self extract index unavailable. Explore contents.
E.
Okay.
Make archive arch zip X.
M.
Makebooks zip ICOs.
So apparently ICOs will not see this. Let's try my next program. Zip Central.
Copy patch. Add to books. Zip, zip.
A.
Copy to folder. Move to folder. Send. Cut.
E.
Copy. Create. Delete.
D.
Rename.
A.
Property. Open.
O.
Well,
Teracopy.
If I can find it. No, let's try 7-zip since I've used it.
Open archive.
O.
And let's...
Extract files.
E.
Extract files.
Leaving menus. Extract dialog. Extract to edit combo. H backslash books backslash books. Zip backslash.
Alt plus X.
Okay. Let's hit enter.
0%.
And I just hit
H backslash books
the folder
new
thing,
is new
or background thing
0010240 H backslash books zip.
It's done. Now, if I have these files, let me just get rid of them very quickly.
Books.zip.002 Books.zip.003
Books.zip in the recycling bin.
61 up, not select. Books zip. The adventure of it. Books zip.
Now, this extracted it to a zip file. So, now, let me use...
Context menu open.
7-zip.
Oh. Add to our...
And...
Add to archive. 7-zip submenu. H backslash.
Oops.
Books zip. One object select.
Oh, no, this is a folder.
Folder view list view. Not selected. Virtual Poirot's Christmas. M. Two objects. 22.4
all
MB.
All of the files are there, and all of them will play.
Folder view list view. Not
so
selected.
So let me...
Pandora. Book of Fate. Books zip.
You can change the file extension if you want, or not the file extension, you can change the folder name. But now, back to unzip them all. Let me pull it
select
up.
Zip. Unzip them all. Con show. Leaving menus.
Sorry that I was a bit confused there, folks.
List box, 3 archives,
3 of 20.
Let me navigate to where I was.
Z backslash.
Oops.
Downloads, check. Audio share.
Okay.
Audio sharing, what? Extended select list.
And I can... Okay.
List box, audio sharing.
You want to start always in the list box with your drives in it, or with the folders, because that way you can either use my script or route JAWS to PC and double-click. Let's
extended
tab.
Select list box, 100 masterpieces.
There's the list box with the unfinished files that I need to extract. Oops. And there... And let's tab to it. This will look very familiar, folks.
Combo box, zip, RAR, ace.
5 of 5.
This will decompress zip, RAR, and ace, whatever ace is. I've never heard of it. Now,
select all button.
Alt plus A.
I can select all.
Unselect button.
Alt plus U.
I can unselect all.
Invert button.
Alt plus I.
I can invert. Now, I saw these options in the edit menu, but I can do these from the face of the main application window.
Step button.
Alt plus P.
I still don't know what step is. So maybe you guys can try it out and contact me via the comment line or something, because I'd love to know what that is. I've never gotten it to work.
Start button.
Alt plus S.
Start.
Quit button.
Alt plus
quit.
Q.
Favorites combo box. Z. Backup drive.
9 of 9.
Now, these are actually your drives. I can navigate to all of my drives except for my CD drives, and you have to really navigate pretty quickly. So let's navigate to the C drive.
C. Hard drive.
Very quickly. And if I down arrow very quickly, I
unzip
should.
Unzip them all dialog. Error. Unable to. Unzip them all. V. C. Hard drive. 1 of 9.
Be able to get.
Unzip them all dialog. Okay.
No, I can't. So, I can...
F, backup drive.
I can just keep hitting letters. And...
H, backup, M,
now
O,
I can arrow up and down
X,
through the drives.
Z.
I'm going to land back on the Z drive. So I can do what I need to do after this podcast is done. Now, let's tab. And there's nothing really there that you need to worry about. So just keep tabbing.
List box, audio sharing.
4 times until you hear the list box. And that is unzip them all. I hope that you enjoy using this program, and I will leave a link to said program to actually the download this program, because the page is in German, and that's my guide dog who wants to be in the show too, but that's fine. All guide dogs welcome, as they sometimes say, especially your own. But that's it for me. I'm going to get this up there as soon as I can. This might be a little bit late, but I shall see you guys later. If you wish to send me an email, do so at tffp@marrie.org. If you wish to leave a comment, call 206-337-0681.